Hello, people. Hey, did you ever wonder why? Why are these femons getting away with all these scams? Well, the reason is society and the laws allow it. Generally speaking, femons don't have really elaborate plans or scams. They're really not all that clever, really. But the laws protect them in society. I mean, just think of this. A femon goes on a date with a guy. That's a bit unusual nowadays. They go to a couple of bars and have quite a few to drink. In fact, they both get quite a bit drunk. They end up having consensual sex. But the next day, the femon wakes up and she immediately leaves the place and feels bad what she's done. And because the laws are the way they are, to get rid of her guilt feelings, she blames the man for getting her drunk. Although she's a full adult and knew exactly what she was doing, they both were having a reasonably good time, and the drinking got a bit out of hand. But if she wanted to, she could just call the police and say she was raped. And that would get rid of her guilt feelings, because it was all the man's fault. And the police would go, forget any criminals, we don't need to catch them. Let's deal with this case. Let's put four officers on it. And the man will have to go through some terrible times. Because it's very hard to prove your innocence in this sort of situation, and the femons know it. Of course, most normal people will realize what really happened, but the man will be labeled a bad man. Because all of a sudden, this all-empowered femon is now a weak femon and is a victim. And although the man is completely innocent, at least let's say in this case, his life will probably be ruined. This is justice for males in our world. But when you think about it, what type of human being would do that to another human being? Like I've said before, who are the real victims in our world? Of course, in the real world, there's only two choices. Which one do you think it is? Hey, waiter, give me bacon and eggs. Eggs easy over.
Very good, sir. Bacon and eggs. Eggs, flippy floppy.